Let's look at this one. Safety fears prompting changes to Mount Everest climbing route. Nepal's government plans to introduce a new path next month. They've had several problems over the last year or so, haven't they, Sanoush?
They've had several problems, and this current route to Mount Everest has been in use since the 1990s, but it's going to change next month, mainly due to fears of an increased avalanche risk over there. In fact, just last year, a deadly avalanche along the route killed 16 Sherpa guides, and it was one of the deadliest seasons on record. And the incident also led to a boycott by many guides and porters who've been demanding better work conditions. So now the government has sprung into action ahead of the climbing season, which usually starts around April, May.
There'll be the purists out there who are addicted to conquering Everest who will be wanting to know that is the new route easier than the old? Does it differ much?
Well, the new route is said to be more difficult than the older one, but apparently it's more safer. And this so-called new route is not actually new, because it was in use around 20 years ago. That was the preferred route at that time. But again, because of concerns over it being longer and more time-consuming, authorities decided to ditch that route, and then they moved to the current route, which is easier to climb, but there are safety risks. There are ice glaciers along the route. There's the risk of avalanche. But last year's incident has prompted authorities to go back to the original route. So it's longer but considered safer.
So I suppose on the ground there, everyone's welcoming this. You've got the Sherpas as well, who endanger their lives every single time they go up. Welcoming it with open arms, I would assume?
Yes, both the porters and as well as expedition operators based in Nepal and abroad, they've welcomed this. But there are differences over some of the other issues. For example, Sherpas have been urging the government to allow the use of helicopters to drop heavy equipment on some of the stretches, and they say this would free them from carrying heavy load along the dangerous routes. But the government is not agreeing to looking to those demands. They say the mountains are fragile, environmentally fragile, and using helicopters would cause further damage. And typically it's said that foreign clients pay around $50,000 per expedition, but they have to pass only once through those dangerous routes, whereas Sherpas and other ports and guides, they have to pass multiple number of times through these risky areas. But for the time being, the government says it's looking into the demand for a new route, for an altered route, but as far as other demands are concerned, that won't be entertained anytime soon.
We'll soon see how that actually pans out with the demand, how many tourists actually want to go on this new route. So time will tell. Let's have a look at your next story. This is about the Indian Prime Minister's pinstripe suit. Bids have now passed $190,000 for this suit. I remember you coming into talking about this a little bit earlier. Is this the one where he had his initials written into his suit in the pinstripes?
Yes, it is. And this pinstripe suit of Narendra Modi initially made news when he wore it to a function attended by Barack Obama in India last month. He was criticized on social media for two reasons. One, it's expensive, apparently costs more than ₹1 million. Second, his name was embossed on it, which didn't go down well, didn't go down well with many, including his hardcore fans. And apparently the last person to wear a similar suit of that kind was former Egyptian President Hosni Mubarak in 2011 with his name printed on it. Anyway, Modi has now decided to auction off that pinstripe suit in his home state of Gujarat, and it has already attracted bids exceeding $190,000.
Incredible.
A lot of money. Is he keeping the money?
Yeah.
Well, no, the proceeds from the auction will be going to a noble cause. The auction is being held in the city of Surat. It'll run for 3 days, and it's not just this particular suit. There are more than 400 other items that are being auctioned off. And most of these items are things that Modi got ever since he became Prime Minister last year, the gifts and presents that he received. And proceeds from the auction will go towards cleaning the heavily polluted Ganga River. And this cleanup is also a pet project of Modi. His government has set an ambitious target to complete this cleanup task within 3 years. So eventually the funds will go towards a good cause.
Do you think he's doing this just to get out of hot water because he faced so many criticisms?
Well, that's what his critics are saying. Obviously, that's what opposition parties are jumping on. But the fact is, when he was the chief minister of Gujarat in the past, he has initiated a similar auction, as in what whatever gifts that he got from other visiting dignitaries, he auctioned them off. And at that point, it was towards education of underprivileged children, especially girls. So you can't entirely blame him that this is, you know, a way he's looking for an excuse to get out of this entire controversy.
So it seems genuine in that case.
Yeah.
We're talking about the number here, $190,000. It is a lot of money, but we've got billionaires in India. We've got a lot of billionaires. So it could well go past this. Who is actually bidding for it, though? Is it these billionaires? Is it these millionaires in India? Or where are these bids actually coming from?
Well, today is the day one of the auction, and most of the bidders so far appear to be from his home state of Gujarat, mostly businessmen, diamond merchants, textile merchants, and the highest bid so far has been placed by a textiles millionaire. He's apparently a big fan of Modi, and Indian newspapers have been quoting him, saying that he plans to place this pinstripe suit along with a figure of Modi that he already has in his office, and he sees them as sources of inspiration. So, you know, mostly his fans based in Gujarat, but it's not confirmed who the final buyer will be, because since the auction runs for 3 days, experts say that the suit is likely to sell for a much higher amount than the $190,000.
A Modi mannequin in your office. A little bit creepy, isn't it? Can't let you go without asking a quick question about the Cricket World Cup. It's no longer India-Pakistan, although the outfall from that continues to this day. Another big clash of the Asian heavyweights today, as we had Bangladesh, for so long the minnows of the international game. No longer the minnows, they're the big boys, because Afghanistan made their debut. Who came out on top?
Well, Afghanistan made their debut on a losing note. They lost by 105 runs. And this was an opportunity for both Bangladesh and Afghanistan, you know, to try and build their confidence before they tackle some of the heavyweights of the game further down the pool. Afghanistan, you know, over the years, they've made a lot of progress. It's been nearly 20 years or so since they've been trying to get into international cricket. They've appeared in a number of international T20 tournaments, but this is their first World Cup appearance. And if you look at past records, playing against Bangladesh, Afghanistan did manage to beat Bangladesh in an Asian Cup match last year. So, you know, it was expected to be a tough contest, but it didn't. The result eventually wasn't so, because chasing a target of 267, Afghanistan fell short by 105 runs.
Sanoush, thank you so much for joining us with an update of the major stories out of the subcontinent. Thank you.
Thank you.